They say, Dr. Minhas, I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation and the patient name John C. Saleno, J O H N, middle initial C S A L I N O, date of birth 11/18/1948, date of appointment 1/19/2023. Requesting physician Matthew Crowley, MATHEWCROWLEY. Dear Matthew Crowley, I have the pleasure of seeing John Saleno today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he is 74-year-old, right-handed Caucasian man. Who came to my office with his sister. On December 1st, 2022, he developed dizziness, feeling of moving with no control, with nausea, having balance issue. Went to the Nathan Littor Hospital emergency room, CT of the head done, and then she went home. He went to urgent care again and on December 22nd, and he was sent to the St. Mary's Hospital where MRI of the brain done, which shows acute right cerebellar infarct. CSF shows a prominent plaque at the carotid bulb bilaterally, right more than the left, seen by the vascular surgery. They wants to operate echocardiogram also done, which shows ejection fraction 65%. Still have dizziness, getting better, but still they are taking aspirin 81 milligram PO daily, Plavix 75 milligram PO daily, and atorvastatin 80 milligram PO daily. His hemoglobin A1C is 10.1. He was using meclizine, which was helping. He is using cane for walking. Past medical history. Diabetes, mellitus, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, stroke, vertigo, coronary artery disease, history of smoking, past surgical history, bilateral hip replacement, cage in the back, allergy, no known drug allergy, medications, aspirin 81 milligram PO daily, Plavix 75 milligram PO daily, atorvastatin 80 milligram PO daily. Vitamin D3, amlodipine, azithromycin, hydralazine, losartan, metoprolol, multivitamin, Lasix, glimepiride, hydralazine. Socialist, he stopped smoking at about 30 years ago, occasionally drink alcohol. He's retired, he's divorced, lives alone, no children. Family esteem, mother deceased due to old age, father deceased due to cancer. One sister alive with type 2 diabetes, one brother died due to cancer. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he had vertigo, lightheadedness, joint pain. Physical examination, blood pressure 130 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft bowels on present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented. Time 3, speech, no facial dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal. Patient is deaf on the left side. Finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination. Strength 545, except left upper extremity minus 545. Deep tender reflex 2/4 in the upper extremity, lower extremity 1/4. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed decreased pain, prick and vibratory sensation in the left foot. Gait ataxic, Romberg test positive. Assessment and plan, 74-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, right cerebellar infarct. Number two, peripheral sensory neuropathy. Number three, gait ataxia. Number four, deafness on the left side. Number five, weakness and numbness. Next paragraph. At this time, patient will continue the aspirin 81 mg PO daily, Plavix 75 mg PO daily, and atorvastatin 80 mg PO daily. The importance of good control of diabetes explained to the patient. I will prescribe the meclizine 25 mg 1 PO PRN for dizziness. Patient is neurologically stable to go for the carotid endarterectomy. I would like to see him back in my office in about 3 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.